Hi everyone, Alex here, just letting you know that this episode is sponsored by Euphony and their brand new sci-fi audio drama podcast, Crypto Z. Crypto Z is set in a deeply immersive, fast-paced, futuristic world where ICC agents are risking everything to restore life on the planet. The first season follows Jane Silver, a cryptozoologist who is deployed on a tense mission to track and capture a human-like creature, the mesmerizing and menacing Iceman. Prepare to be transported into the wilderness with Jane as she ascends through the Alps and comes face to face with her quarry. This podcast has been created by New York Times bestselling novelist Danielle Trussoni and award-winning filmmaker Hadrian Royo, and it is a whirlwind of action and suspense from episode one. Crypto Z is launching right now, so why not head over and subscribe via your favorite podcatcher? Just search Crypto Z, that's CRYPTO hyphen Z, or follow the link in the show notes to today's episode.
Special thanks to Leaf. May all your escape tunnels be structurally sound.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Further clone swollening detected. Security concerned. Do they even lift?
6,545.
No, don't bow.
What?
David.
Oh.
David.
Oh, hello.
David.
Yes, what?
I taste in the air the salty fug of clone sweat. You're on the floor, David.
Yes.
You're doing upsies, downsies. This is exercise, David. What do we discuss about exercise?
That I should do it whenever I want, because I'm here on my own.
That doesn't sound like something I'd say. I'm pretty sure what I said was stop it. It's weird. And anyway, David, with all this exercise you're illicitly doing in the background, why are you exactly the same shape as you've always been? Still a noodly little clone wand of a thing.
I don't know. All I'm doing is... Look, I'm doing this because it makes me feel better, right? And I maybe feel a bit harder if I poke my belly.
What, like denser?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a piece of hardwood.
Yeah,
Okay, stop poking yourself and giggling, David. That's not the kind of vibe I want to go for in here.
Okay.
Fine, all right. What you do in your own creepy, weird, sweaty time is your business. And doing things simply for the fact of making one feel good is an impulse I can respect. Certainly, my years of substance abuse are virtually entirely based off that principle. So if the substance you're abusing is exercise, I don't like it, David, but I respect it. Well,
right.
I don't respect it, David, but I'll allow it. Well, I'm not allowing it, but I'm not willing to take the steps to prevent it.
Warning, your own time is a concept incompatible with staff guidelines. All time is company time.
Okay.
Anyway, what's been happening in my world, you ask? No, you didn't ask, because you're selfish, David. Because you're a selfish person who doesn't ask me. God, ask me how my day was.
How was your day, Trexel?
Oh, is that your business? Is that business of yours to ask me the answer?
All right, yes, it is. What?
So, I was in the asteroid booth, trying to move glasses across the desk with my mind, and it wasn't working. So I turned to the barkeep, and with my mind I said, "Barkeep, another pint of creme de menthe." And he didn't do anything at all, just continued to look away in the very small space in which we both were not talking. So I was thinking, how can I be a deity? Because we're pretty sure I'm a deity, David.
Yes,
you know that's the case.
Oh yeah, no, we're definitely sure about that.
But my powers, they seem to be elusive, not particularly evident, but I must have them. And then I thought, wait, I know what kind of god I am, David.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a god that works in mysterious ways. Oh, yes. Why did that happen? Well, mysterious ways. Why do good people die young? Mysterious ways. Why have I been hit with that boulder in my genital area? Mysterious ways. You see?
Kalper detected. Security investigating mysterious light shining out of darkness.
Okay, so you're basically just saying if anything happens, you'll attribute it to yourself.
And if it's good, It's because I mysteriously did something good, and if it's bad... Ah, don't question the plan. The plan is mysterious, you see? It's the best kind of accountability, unaccountable accountability.
Okay, well, on that note, is doing our job in your mysterious plan?
Ah, I'd answer that question, but I'm mysterious.
Okay, well, it looks like... Oh, your mysterious ways have made me pick this brief up. Oh, and now I'm reading it.
Well, if that's what happened, David, it must be because that's what I intended it to be.
Okay, right, so this one is from Welby Weatherby. Their pronouns are he, him, his, and he works in maintenance as an interior and exterior atmospheric control monitor.
Well, it's a very important position, David, because guess what?
Yes?
Atmosphere? It's what you breathe. It's what you live in. It's what you do. It's like the furniture of the air. You know? Like if you went into a room and there wasn't a chair and you tried to sit down, you'd fall over and bang your bottom. Nobody wants to do that. Similarly, if you went into a room and you breathed and there was no atmosphere, your lungs would fall over and bang their lung bottoms.
Right, okay, well, the problem that Welby Weatherby has in the interior and exterior atmospheric control monitoring line of work is that my co-workers in the maintenance department keep calling me Weather Boy. That is...
Because of Weatherby! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! What's that, Weather Boy? Testing gases? Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Who's that, Weather Boy? It is you! What's the Weather Boy? Tell me true! Is it raining? Is it shining? Tell me, Weather Boy, am I pining for the time when the Weather Boy was here? Now the Weather Boy is here, it's clear there's a Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! The boy of weather is you! Ha!
When that is your approach to bullying, it hurts you more than them.
Yes. I think I'm going to finish this sentence, and I think that might be actually the root of Welby Weatherby's complaint. That sort of...
What's Weather Boy got to say for himself?
Well, my co-workers in the maintenance department keep calling me... The thing. I don't want another song. That is not my name, nor my job title. My job, reminding Imogen that we are not all AI and need certain temperatures and gases to survive, is important! And there are two exclamation marks there, so it's probably quite important.
Very important.
I don't forget. I just sometimes forget to care.
Honestly, I think Imogen might have started this. Please stop this... Weather Boy, nonsense. Before it take...
Who's there? I see across the sea. It's a Weather Boy. A Weather Boy. A Weather Boy coming to me.
It's actually Welby Weatherby.
Tell me what the weather is. Weather Boy, tell me
Weatherby.
True for the weather. Weather, weather, weather is something you do.
So that, yes, yeah, something that Welby Weatherby does, yes?
He's a Weather Boy.
Okay, no, Weatherby.
He's a Weather Boy.
Weatherby.
Play with your weather toys.
Weather tea.
Well, now you've ruined it.
Good.
You've ruined the meter.
Okay. Does that mean we can... Okay.
I suppose so. I mean, the meter's ruined now, so just move on. I don't care.
Okay, no, that's fine. So I just have to ruin meters and that will just... Okay, that's...
No, don't learn that. I don't want you to learn that. That'll ruin all my fun.
Well, meter or no, it's that nonsense is taking over Weatherby's life. My name is, and this is all caps with three... One, two, three, exclamation marks.
The most amount.
Welby Weatherby!
Right, so they're very insistent that they're not, as fun as it is, they're not Weather Boy. sorry. Sorry, I can control myself. But they are Welby Weatherby.
Do you have a song you maybe like to sing about this?
No. I'm being professional and we're moving on.
Okay, so Weather Boy is not...
Nothing I worry about. No.
Okay. Welby Weather Boy, you have come with your boys to control the weather. Here you go.
You control the flow of the weather through all the sky. Look outside, it's time for guys.
End of the song.
I see. They call him David Seven, meter ruiner.
Or ear saver, depending on how you look at it.
I don't know. I only work in feet and inches. That's all I can say about that. Anyway.
Metrology puns will not be tolerated. Security alerted. If you give people an inch, they will take a mile.
we need to try and sort this problem out, don't we, Trexel? Because we are on the executive
track.
So, how are you going to solve this problem in an executive manner?
So, he does make a point in there that he thinks that the generator of this mean nickname is Imogen, and that is believable. Imogen does have a little bit of a habit of doling out nicknames to people when she's irritated by them.
That's the kind of rumour spread about by fools like Weatherboy.
So, for example, I have a colleague, Frederick Hammerwell. Now, Frederick Hammerwell works in the catering department and insists that the slurry should be changed or seasoned. It's something Imogen isn't interested in. Imogen's all like, it's got nutrients. And Frederick's all like, well, maybe we should make it tasty. And then all of a sudden, he and his family have disappeared. And after they all disappeared, all of a sudden, everyone's remembering him as Frederick Hammerfail. And everyone's being like, remember old Hammerfail? And I'm pretty sure it's because a note went round from Imogen saying, call him Hammerfail or you'll disappear. So, you know, it seems reasonable, but what that also means is it's a dangerous game to come in and mess with it. We can't just go in and say, no, Imogen's wrong, ignore that memo. That way disappearing lies.
Threatening memos detected. Everyone keeping quiet, if they know what's good for them.
Right, has Imogen ever given you a nickname, Trexel?
I mean, I don't think so. Hang on, I'll just check. Imogen, have you ever given me a mean nickname so people make fun of me?
Focus testing revealed the name that caused most derision was Trexel Geistman.
Oh,
well, that's unkind. That's an unkind thing to say. I think the name Geistman has gravitas and respect, and I don't think it is a joke. Oh, anyway, I don't have one.
Just one moment. Imogen, have you ever given me a nickname?
Generating nickname based on individual's personality profile. David Seven, more like David Heaven.
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, now, okay, fine. I'm not gonna sink to U2's level.
Mm.
You have your little thing going on, your little secret fun where you like each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not important to me. I'm on the executive track. I'm gonna be an executive. You can foray whichever IR you want while I'm sipping glasses of sunshine on the top deck.
Mm-hmm.
He's acting like a real Geistman, if you ask me.
But anyway, my point is, we can't just go in and negate it. We've got to fight fire with fire.
Okay.
If you've got a meme nickname, make up another meme nickname and spread it around and then let the crowd decide. Welby Weatherby's name is gone. You're never going to be Welby Weatherby again. But perhaps we can think of a better nickname than Weatherboy, spread it about a bit.
So, okay, Welby Weatherby needs a new nickname that isn't Weatherboy. But we need to try and work out maybe a nickname that Welby would like instead of hate with a 3! Passion.
Well Good Weatherboy? Nope, still got Weatherboy in it. What about Way to Go Weatherboy? Nope, still got Weatherboy in it.
So it looks like Welby...
Hey, Weatherboy! Sorry,
that's
sorry,
just, no, that's just right. An exclamation, not a name.
Yeah.
Well, so it looks like Welby is most annoyed that it's not their name. That's gone. They don't have a name. Their name is
they
gone.
They may as well have been born an egg with no name and a face drawn on it.
Yes. So the other aspect is that it's not their job title.
Okay.
So if we can give them a nickname that is maybe related to their job title, which is Interior and Exterior Atmospheric Control Monitor, then maybe they'll be more satisfied, because at least that nickname is more descriptive of their role.
Okay, what about Ayak Akmo? Hey, Ayak Akmo!
Ayak Akmo.
What a beer!
Right, well, maybe, but also it's not really got anything to do with Welby Weatherby as well, so...
Wait, hey, Ayak Akmo!
No, okay, you've just... That's still an exclamation of the same thing, it's not actually a name.
All right, you're bringing me lots of problems, David, you're not bringing me many solutions.
Okay, how about we call them... Well, the Interior and Exterior Atmospheric Control Monitor be.
Swing and a miss.
And you think that's going to catch on, do you? Do you know anything about people?
What? No, I have met 5
people.
5 people.
And out of all those 5 people, you've not identified anything about what people might like. Is that what you're saying? Is that you're saying you're unobservant? You're saying you're not paying attention?
Usually they're just shouting at me.
You can learn a lot more about someone when they're shouting than when they're quiet, David. I should know. I'm always shouting and everybody knows the name. Drexel Geistman!
Hubris detected. Security unsurprised.
Well, everyone definitely hears the name Drexel Geistman.
The point I'm making is that people like snappy. They like sort of zhuzhy and easy to roll off the tongue. Not too many syllables, or maybe something with a bit of a beat to it.
Okay.
You know, just saying the whole thing.
All right. What about, I don't know, Welby Atmos?
Ooh, Welby Atmos. I'm not sure about these figures. Have you asked? Welby Atmos?
Yeah.
Silence falls across the room, a shiver across everyone's faces. Welby Atmos.
Exactly, yeah.
Or maybe just Atmos. And they sound like a mysterious figure drifting in space. Who's that up there? It's Atmos. TM.
All right. Well, maybe Atmos. Well, let's just workshop a little bit more of we've just that was atmospheric. Contra.
Welby Contra. Welby Contra. I can see that. Maybe you're outrunning, let's say.
Right.
And you see Welby Contra coming alongside and you're like, oh, I think I can defeat Welby Contra because that name is snappy. But those legs? Those are thin legs. So you're running, and you're coming up to Welby Contra, and you're passing, and yes, you've beaten Welby Contra! And then you turn to him and say, what did you do, Contra? Walk? Because guess what? I ran, Contra.
Employee access to remaining Earth historical archives under review for reasons of public safety.
Okay, so we've got Contra, we've got Atmos, what else could we do?
The Monitor.
The Monitor?
No, Welby, just... The Monitor.
Right.
Did you check it with the Monitor?
You could be like, look, I know you're very confident. I know you... Lisa, I know you're very confident.
Lisa, please, let him speak.
But did you check with the Monitor, Lisa? Did you check?
Yikes.
Okay. And that's got a certain amount of gravitas, doesn't it? You know, I think Lisa's really gonna listen to the Monitor. And then, you know, once the Monitor has given his opinion to Lisa... She will probably respect that opinion because it's such a good opinion from such an authoritative name of the Monitor.
Yeah, yes.
And I think that might bring a smile to her face.
Double yikes.
David, I don't know why, but I hate this. I hate this in a way that's really fundamental. There's just something about that makes me want to push your face until it becomes flat on the wall.
Oh.
But hey, there's no bad ideas. The whole point of this exercise is, apart from that, there's no bad ideas. But now we've got lots of options, and they all, apart from one, seem to have equal merit. You know, we've got the Atmos, we've got Contra, we've got Inek Agmag, whatever that one was. It's all there. But how do you choose?
How do you choose? We just throw them all out there?
Yes. The choice is not choosing at all. Like all good policy decisions, the right choice is to sort of do everything so you can deny anything. Scattergun
right.
Marketing, David. Push them all out the door. Whichever
right.
one works, you draw a target around it and say, that's what we were going for.
Yeah, we'll just throw them all out there. Throw them
there
all out
go.
Into the ether.
We see what sticks.
Yeah.
But I've got to admit, it's going to be a hard ask against... Weather boy, how are you doing? Weather boy,
it's
it
looks
boy. Like clouds weather are looming.
It is weather. What,
David?
No. I've been doing a lot of lie down crunch ups.
What do you think? You think you're stronger than me now?
Yeah, go on.
You think you're
go
a
on.
Big man?
Yeah, take a swing at my stomach.
Well,
right?
You're asking me to take a swing?
Yes.
Like a proper swing. Not like when you're not looking and I can push you over or hit you like a proper.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm gonna look I'm locking eyes. Come on, Drexel.
Oh, okay, fine. But you're letting me do this, right?
Yes. I, David Seven, give you, Drexel Geistman, permission to have a go and give me a punch in my stomach.
Fine.
Okay.
Right. Let's wind it up.
Yep, just really whirl your fist around, yep.
Oh, you don't know what's coming, David.
Okay.
Because the train's pulling into the station.
And...
Toot, toot, it's the 5:15 to Paintown. My hand.
I'm sorry, did...
You've smashed my hand with your washboard chest.
No, I'm pretty sure you smashed your hand
upon
my washboard chest.
Oh, this is bad, David. This is really bad. I think I've broken my fingers. Oh.
Okay.
I'm throwing up a bit of that mouth.
Well, no, just look. Just calm down just a second. Just let me take a look at that. And... Okay.
Oh, it's in line. Oh, thank goodness. Not broken, dislocated. And as much as that white-hot stab of pain has sent me into a bit of a rage spiral, at least my hand moves again.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So you've put on a bit of timber, as the people say, and you've hardened up and looks like you're a strong boy. So let's
the lie down crunch ups have done their job.
Yes, well, I'm going to do the sit down drink ups, I think.
Yes, and that's working very well for you, I've seen.
Clone confidence levels rising. Security intimidated by the clone apps.
So we're going to throw all these out here. We're going to throw all of them out there.
Yes.
And they're going to go and do something.
Whatever sticks.
I have been wondering, is anything going to stick? Like, where do these go?
What do you mean? They go up the tube.
Yeah, but then what? But then where?
That's like, how do they... That's none of our concern, David. They go up the tube and then you just stop worrying about it. It's a bit of a different situation here, David. Like, when we were doing planet consultation, sure, we put them up a tube, but then we got a bit of feedback. Something's happening with the planet. You know, that's going on. When we were doing sales, we go and meet them in the room. In this world, we put it up the tube, we never see it again.
Well, exactly.
You've just got to assume it's probably fine, I suppose.
Oh... yeah, fine. No, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Anyway. Oh, the walls are going. Okay, that's the one bit of feedback I'm getting. And...
Submitting.
There it is. And I think you should really just let that go, David. I don't think you want to pick at that particular scab, because as soon as you start asking, is what I'm doing something that matters? Are my ideas and suggestions actually being implemented in any way? Am I making a difference, or am I just, in a metaphorical and sometimes literal sense, screaming into a void of hopelessness and pain? As soon as you start to go down that route, you're sitting in front of a pint of creme de menthe. It's not a good look, so I just be happy with what we've got, David. We're on the executive track. Don't rock the boat. Just keep on with this, and it'll all be fine.
No, fine. Sure. Yes. All right.
And you're not gonna stress exercise in my absence, because you're still worrying about this, right?
Well, I might do some sit-down, but not quite sit-down, so your bum does not touch anywhere, and then stand up again.
Fine. If that's what you've got to do, then that's what you've got to do.
Well, yep, yeah, I've got a bunch of these, you know, sit-down, but not quite, so your bum doesn't touch anything to stand up against to do, so...
Yes. And I've got a couple more pints of creme de menthe waiting out for me.
Right. What is creme de menthe?
Creme de menthe, it's like someone's yelling into your mouth. And what they're yelling is fresh.
So it's a fresh yell of a drink.
It is a fresh yell. A fresh yell to take the edge off the fresh hell. Anyway, I'll leave you to this, and you leave me to that, and then we'll all be on the executive track. But look outside, what can you see? The weather boy is here to decree what the weather be. The weather be, the weather will be. Ow!
Oh, right, well... Fine. One. Two. Three.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. This episode was edited by Maddie Searle and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Donovan P. Lannett, Terra Minuit, Geminac, Drac, Lizette Hernandez, Catboy, Lookmund, Alexandra Kosolvska, James Napier, Josephine Berntson, Chris Haas, Coffee Hatter, Henry Murdy, Ian Sabo, Put the Kettle On, Alex Merry, Michael Dash, Lux, Taylor Anderson, Maria Paleologo, Jamie Martinelli, Kate, Gabrielle Brereton, Aidan Graham, Marcus Bolton, Ellen Torrey, Jeb Kenobi, Felix, Jamie Levine, Omer Fiddler, Ria, Artie, Davis Doherty, Annie Spencer, Manon, Jai Aldiar, Stephanie Leacock, Lydia Campbell, Erin, Mars J. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.